Leaning Toward Wisdom, Episode 4067.
I went a long way from home today. I took my bike, to the edge of the town. And I heard a voice whisper in my ear that said, evening's coming, sunset's here, you better turn yourself around. You better turn yourself around. Took a bus, took a plane, took a train. And I heard a voice on the other line that said, you better come home if you wanna be mine. You gotta turn yourself around. You better turn yourself around.
Yeah. Her name is Heather Maloney. It is from a 2013 record called Heather Maloney. The name of the song is also the title of today's show. Well, the name of the song is Turn Yourself Around. Yeah, we're going to steal this lyric. Called today's show, You'd Better Turn Yourself Around.
Went a long way from love today. I went to pride, went to greed, went to hate, went to fear. And I heard a question whispered in my ear. It said, do you really like it here? You better turn yourself around. You better turn yourself around. And I'll be that, coming home, be that in the Lord. I took my bike, to the edge of the town. And I heard a voice whisper in my ear, said, evening's coming and sunset's here, you better turn yourself around. You better turn yourself around.
You'll be hearing more through the show from Heather Maloney, especially from her 2015 record, a new record entitled Making Me Break. I kind of dig her stuff. Hey, welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell, your host here. This is episode 4067. Visit the website, plug in that number, 4067, up at the top section of the website at leaningtowardwisdom.com. It'll take you right there. Coming to you from Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, Leaning Toward Wisdom, Modern Tales of an Ancient Pursuit. It should continue to be a modern pursuit. That is the pursuit of wisdom. There's a photograph of a pillow over at the website for today's show. The pillow just simply says, turn me around. And I think that pillow says what many people want. They want to turn around, but they'd like somebody else to do it for them. That's not what Heather Maloney is singing, though, in this opening track. We're not riding bicycles anymore. We're not kids anymore. Well, unless you are a kid and you're listening to this. And if you are, well, you are spectacularly brilliant. When I was a kid, we stayed outside as long as we could, you know, unless the weather was bad. And even then, we wanted to stay out. But parents, you know, they wouldn't let us. Now, the edict from all of the parents in our neighborhood and the parents of all the friends that I had, we all had to heed the same command, be home by dark. I don't know about you, but the neighborhood where I live, I never see kids. And it's not that we don't have kids. You never see them outside. And maybe they stay in their backyard. Yeah, I realize we're living in a different world today, but I mean, man, as soon as we could wake up and get our clothes on and get permission, we headed out the door. Be home by dark. And we knew better than venture too far from home, especially if the day was coming to a close. Sometimes we had to run like scalded dogs to get back home by dark, though, because, well, we would have either gone too far away or we would have loitered too long having fun. Turning around is part of wisdom, especially if we've gone too far away from home. Now, let me explain some of these metaphors. Home, well, home could be where we belong. In fact, I think home is where we belong. It might be a place where we came from. We need to get back there, like me riding my bike as a kid. It might be a place that we're going, and it really doesn't matter. It's where we need to be. It's the good place for us. And as for the turning around, well, it might be literal in going back, like me on my bike going back home. My bike was a Schwinn Stingray. You can go back and you can listen. I think it's episode 4001 where I even talked about that bike. Yeah, I think I'm right. 4001 was the fourth iteration of this podcast. So talk about turning around. That's the fourth time that I turned around just in this podcast, just trying to figure out, okay, what do I want to do? How do I want to do this? And frankly, somewhere, I don't know, somewhere around 40-20, I'm not sure, it morphed into kind of what it is now. So I've even iterated within the context of this whole 4000 series thing. So there's at least two examples of turning around. It could be literal in going back, or it might be turning around to head in a different direction, like I have with this podcast, maybe going into places where we've never traveled, like, again, like I've done here. The direction of turning around is to take us home where we belong. Now, when I began to do the podcast the way I'm doing it today, I'd never done it this way, but I'm doing it this way now and it feels right and I'm sticking with it and I'm continuing to tweak a few things and morph and adapt a few things. You can give me your feedback and tell me how badly it sucks or how much you're enjoying it. I hope it's the latter. As kids, we always wanted to stay just a little bit longer. Just a little bit longer. You know, all kids, we want to keep doing a fun thing. We can take all the grandkids to Six Flags. And I mean, you can be there all stinking day and you can just be beat to your socks. Okay, you know, it's always one more ride. I mean, just one more ride, just one more this, one more that. And you're like, enough already. We need to go home. But can't we stay just a little bit longer is a question that every kid has asked mom or dad or grandmom or granddad. Because going home isn't always where we want to go, because sometimes we just want to linger a little bit longer.
Remember how we stood there deep into the night, shaking in the cold air, shaking with the I
Same voice, same artist, Heather Maloney. The song is Linger Longer from her 2015 record, Making Me Break. And Lingering Longer is, it's what we want to do when we're doing what we want to do, even if it's not good for us. We just want to stay a little bit longer. As adults, we sometimes want to stay longer than we should where we don't belong. We go further from home than we should, and we don't really want to turn around because we want what we want, even if it's not good for us. But home is a metaphor. Home is just a metaphor for where we belong. And maybe it's a place where we've been, but we ventured away. Or it could be a place where we have yet to go. But if we're not home, then we're out of place. Have you ever found yourself someplace where you don't belong? I mean, a place where you don't fit in. Maybe a place where you just know, you know it's not good for you to be there. Maybe you're not around the people that you ought to be around. A place that is not good for you. And it may be a place that's harmful. It may be a place or a situation that's detrimental. That doesn't mean it's got to be an evil, vile place. I think a lot of people in their careers, they find themselves in a dangerous place or a harmful place, maybe working for a harmful company or a harmful boss because, well, it's jeopardizing home, it's jeopardizing family. I know some men who have been put in risky situations with their careers because they were asked to do things that their convictions were challenged. Not a good place to be. I spend many hours every week serving people, whether it's an executive coaching session, a leadership coaching session, helping a married couple navigate some rough spots. The work sometimes helps people overcome going where they don't belong, and quite often getting away from situations or getting away from places where they don't belong so that they can more quickly navigate to where they do belong. And it's not so uncommon for people to want me to do something for them that they really need to do for themselves and really something that they can only do for themselves. And that's where another aspect of today's show title kicks in. Heather's lyric is "Turn Yourself Around." But that's not what that pillow says, that photograph over at the website, leaningtowardwisdom.com, episode 4067. That pillow says, plain as day, turn me around. And it's inferred you. You turn me around. I don't want to turn myself around. And that's how a lot of people live their life. They want somebody else to do the work. Somebody else take responsibility for this. Let somebody else be accountable for getting me where I belong. Or I'm not where I belong and it's your fault. Because if you would do this, then I'd do what's right. But you're not doing what's right, so I'm not where I belong. I could have come home after dark and told my mother, but I couldn't get anybody to bring me back home. I'm riding my bike. I'm running in my PF Flyers. I mean, that's no excuse. It was my job to get myself back home because I was the one who had gone to wherever it was I had ventured. Personal responsibility. I can best sum up today's message like this. Be where you belong. Be where you're supposed to be. Find a way to get yourself there. You can try to make a home where you're only a guest. You ever been a guest in somebody's home and it's not home? It could even be family. It could be close friends. It could be anybody. And maybe they even try to make you feel at home, but you're not at home. You're just a guest. And if you stay there long enough, I can promise you, you're going to feel out of place because you are out of place. But you can deny that you're not where you belong. And you might even have people in your life who'll tell you that it's okay to be in the wrong place. It's okay to be in the wrong situation. It's not true, though. It's just not true. And you can't let people tell you otherwise. Heather Maloney from her 2015 record, Making Me Break, a song entitled Otherwise. And you cannot allow people to tell you otherwise. You can't allow people to drag you to places where you don't belong and to compel you to behave in ways that you should not. It's the stuff of foolishness. Turning yourself around means that you get out of a place where you shouldn't be and you head to a place where you should be. And the place can be anger. The place can be misery. The place can be discontentment. The place can be jealousy. The place can be envy. The place can be all kinds of bad emotional places. But it could be associating with bad people who foster bad behavior. Could be drugs. Could be alcohol. Could be infidelity. It could be all kinds of meanness or wildness. Could be violence. It could be crime. It can also be a viewpoint or a perspective that drives our poor behavior. I'm thinking of, it could be a leader who's a tyrant, a jerk. It could be a boss who refuses to treat people with respect. When we're not where we belong, we behave poorly. We make poor choices. We're foolish. We're foolish. We're away from home. And we need to turn ourselves around. You may not be a religious person. You may not even be a spiritual person. You may not be a Bible reader, but there is a parable of the prodigal son who comes to his father and says, give me my inheritance. I'm ready to split and get out of here. Dad does it, and he goes off, the Bible says, to a far country. I don't know where the country was, but it was far away from home. The Bible says that he spent his inheritance in riotous living, wildness, and carrying on. Had great friends. Well, until the money ran out. And then he found himself far, far away from home, broke, hungry. And he found himself envious of those people back home that were just employees for his father. Not sons, not family. He thought, man alive, even the people that work for him, they're vastly better off than I am now. If I could just be as good as they are, I'd be tickled pink. Yeah, turned himself around, decided he'd head back home. One of the biggest challenges organizations have is finding the right people, developing the right people, and retaining the right people, and putting people where they truly belong and helping them know they belong is hard, hard work. It's no different in your life, no different in my life, no different in families. It's not just organizations. It's not just businesses that are challenged by that. We are challenged. We ourselves are challenged by making sure that are we the right person for this? Are we where we belong? We all want to know where we fit, and we all need to know how we matter. We all need a story. People need a story. And without a good story that gives us purpose, then, well, we languish. We languish without hope. Pretty much every day in the day job, I find myself telling a leader of people that it's your job to give your people, your team, a story. A story of where they fit, a story of where they belong. Because if you don't write a story for them, a good story, if you don't craft a good story for them, they will write their own. And the one they write, it won't be good. It'll be bad. It'll be filled with paranoia and fear and trepidation and anxiety. But you can write for them a far better story, and you need to get busy writing that story. Oh, and by the way, yeah, you need to tell them what it is, because without a good story that gives us a purpose, we grow hopeless. And hope is very, very important. It may not be a strategy, but it's still important. It can be our tired old friend, but no matter how tired and no matter how old it gets, it's still a friend, and we don't need to lose it.
Wishes I sent up their way, but they betray the ones who pray for happiness. Oh, my tired friend, I'll follow you right to the end of that road, and I'll follow it right back to me. I've been waiting on lovers, friends, foe, and family to think and feel and act the way I want them to. I've been waiting on the human race to rise to grace for me. Thought I needed them to be the ones, the rule of thumbs, the monks, the nuns, the major drums for happiness. Oh, my tired friend, I followed you right to the end of that road, and I'll follow it right back to me.
It's another tune from Heather Maloney, again from her 2015 record, Making Me Break. The name of the song is Oh Hope, My Tired Friend.
Every set of eyes that drive by, every single thing has been a sign. Searching for a message from beyond. I've been chasing.
facing the horizon line, the end of time, the sacred sign, the holy wine of happiness. Oh, oh my tired friend, I followed you right to the end of that road, and I'll follow it right back to me. I'll follow it right back to me. I'll follow it back, hey, hey. Every little broken highway line, every single thing has been a sign.
Heather Maloney. It's a great record. You need to buy it. Family, friends, companions, supporters. Listen, these are all the people. They're the stuff of story. Your story, my story. The people, they're the ones that make a difference in our lives. Oh, you can think that you're defined by that fancy car or that house. Or maybe you can think that you're defined by that not so fancy car or that very plain, modest house. Ah, but you're not. It's family, it's friends, it's companions, it's supporters. It's the people who make a difference in our lives. And you as a person, you're the one who makes a difference in somebody else's life. Oh, you can do things for people. You can give people gifts and all of that. But the gift of your presence in their life is the real gift, and that's the real difference. Because it's people who influence us. And conversely, we influence other people. They impact us by helping shape our choices and providing us with a point of view. But we do what we want. We decide where to go. We decide how we'll get there. These people can influence us, but they can't do it for us. And so we choose to turn around to head home. Or like the prodigal son of the Bible, we venture off into a far country where we don't belong. We waste our lives being careless, and maybe we don't come to our senses as he did, and we don't go back home. We stay in that far country. I'm thinking of the drug addict. I'm thinking of the alcoholic who doesn't recover, the person who doesn't come back, the person who stays lost. Pretty sad. Very sad. Some days, especially in the summer as kids, we'd be out playing in some woods or in a field. Maybe we'd be at a friend's house blocks away. We'd lose track of time. And when you're preoccupied with having fun, well, you can forget that it's getting darker and darker. We were focused on the moment because we were kids. We were focused on the fun because we were kids, but sometimes as adults, we do the same thing. We get focused on the moment. We get focused on the fun, even if the fun's not great for us. Seemed harmless to us as kids to be where we were, but it was growing darker and darker. And we always thought we had more time than we really did. Time to get back home before dark. We always thought, yeah, a little bit longer. We got time. We got time. It was the problem that we had as kids when we got in trouble because we underestimated how far away we were and how long it'd take us to get there. Focused on the moment. It's the problem we still have as adults. Failing to see things the way they really are. Failing even to see the way things ought to be. Namely, that we ought to be home by now. But here we are. We're out in the woods. 10 minutes from home, and we got 5 minutes of sunlight left.
You look small. So long now, you've been lost in thought. small and long view. Was it a look in your eye? I wasn't sure. The way it is and the way it could be, both are. We got back in the car. Could you go a little easy? Would it kill you? Living out the dream, out on the road now for a couple weeks. So intimate with all that we had wanted, all that we hoped for, and all that we dreamed. The way it is and the way it could be. But I don't really touch what I get, what I need, the way it is and the way it could be.
The name of the band is The Weather Station. It's a new 2015 record entitled Loyalty. The name of the song is Way It Is, Way It Could Be. All the stuff so far, by the way, is available over at iTunes, so that's where you purchase your music, or Google Play, or wherever you choose to buy your music. Walmart downloads, for all I care. But you need to buy the stuff. You need to support these people. The way things are, yeah, the way they ought to be. We ought to have more time. We ought to be able to stay out here and play a little bit longer, but, yeah, okay, that's not how it is. Not always. We may think that we're too smart to be deceived, too smart to be deluded. I suspect that most all of us feel that way until it happens. And then we need to turn ourselves around. But first, we have to get our bearings. We have to figure out truth. We have to make sure that we've got an accurate assessment of where we are. You got Google Maps on your phone. And Google Maps is great, isn't it? Terribly accurate. Not perfectly accurate, but pretty accurate. Good to get your bearings. Now you got to type in the right address. You got to make sure that you type in 317 instead of 319. You got to make sure that you type in North whatever street instead of East whatever street, because you want it to be accurate. You need to get where you need to go, where you belong. And we have to know that we're not seeing things as they are sometimes, and sometimes we're not seeing things for what they are. Sometimes we connect dots and there's no connection, but we make a connection, and other times there is a connection and we just don't see it. It might be a relationship. We can think, well, they're going swimmingly, but they're not. We're wrong. We're deceived. Might be our career. We think the boss is happy with our performance. We think we're knocking it out of the park. No, boss, she's not happy. Might be progress on some project, some endeavor. We think things are moving along pretty well. We think things are going kind of as expected. No, they're not. Deception exists everywhere. 30 minutes away from sundown, and we're deep into whatever it is that we're into as kids. We're playing football. We're building a fort. We're riding our bikes. We're tossing baseballs around. We're having fun. And it's 30 minutes away from sundown. Plenty of time. Yeah, there's a problem. We lose track of time. We're not paying attention. And it's not just a kid thing. It's a form of delusion. It's a form of deception that we've got more time than we really do. Last week, I was in a hurry. Terrible for me to admit this, and I'm embarrassed by it, but I'm going to confess it anyway. I'm in a big hurry to visit a client. I'm not really running behind, but I'm running more behind than I'm accustomed to. I'm not running late, but I don't want to run late. And I tend to run early, but I ain't running early. Not as early as I want. So that's in play here. And I'm on the cell phone to boot. And meanwhile, I'm trying to prepare to park my car so I can go in to see this client. And I go to my usual parking lot, but I had another appointment immediately following this one. And I had booked my schedule way too tight. And I had about a 40-minute drive after this appointment to get to my next one. And it was going to be really tight, very tight. And so I don't really want to park in my normal place. I don't want to park in this normal lot, which is a little further away. I'd like to get closer. I'd like to get a little closer to the building just this one time. And so I exit the parking lot, my usual place, and I head out to get a closer spot to the building. And man, there it is. An ideal spot on the street, a parallel spot. And there are two other cars parked directly in line of this empty one, headed in the same direction as me. And I pull out of another parking lot, and I am just able to pull straight into this parallel park. The nose of my car inching up toward the tail of the car in front of me. And that car was nosed to the tail end of a car in front of him too. And it was early. So here we were, the only three cars parked on the street at this hour in these terrific, terrific parking spots. I jump out of the car. I set the alarm. I'm on the phone. I'm winding this phone call down and I'm rushing into the building. 2 hours later, I emerge from the building and I head to my car, and that's when it hits me. The moment I see my car, it hits me. I'm parked heading into oncoming traffic. And the two cars in front of me who are also parked into oncoming traffic, well, they're gone. They've left and they've been replaced by cars now that have parked correctly. And so now, yeah, I'm sticking out like a sore thumb. I've never done this before. But I know exactly why I did it this time. I failed to pay close enough attention, and it was one of those days, man, it was just one of those days where I just couldn't get it right.
I don't even know where I'm going. I don't really care where I've been. I just want to taste the moonlight. I just want to drink it in. Drifting into silence, I feel this tightening in my chest. I'm reaching out for something that I already missed. Oh, I want a love that can get me through another restless night. Stay, go, whatever I do, I just can't get it right. I just can't get it right. Yeah. Counting up the lines on the highway like I'm counting my regrets. I'm wrestling the angels. The devil's in my head. I left you without warning. No note beside the bed. I pray you can forgive me. I hope you can forget. Oh, I want a love that can get me through another restless night. Stay, go, whatever I do, I just can't get it right. I just can't get it.
You ever feel that way? So Some days you just can't get it right. Well, last week I had such a day. This is Matthew Perryman Jones, 2014 record with a variety of artists on it called Native Americana Spotlight. And the name of the song is Can't Get It Right.
I just can't get it all. I want a love that can get me through another restless night. Stay, go, whatever I do, I just can't get it right. I just can't get it right.
Matthew Perryman, P-E-R-R-Y-M-A-N, that's the middle name, Jones. By the way, you can go over to Noise Trade, and he has made available his entire catalog. You can download the entire thing. I don't know how many tracks there are, but there's a ton of them. Matthew Perryman Jones, that download is entitled In a Decade, The Complete Works. So there, I'll turn you on to that. Now, I had a day where I couldn't get it right, but I'm not stupid. I just act that way sometimes, and so do you. And you could call my parking incident, which resulted in a $100 ticket. Yeah, $100. You could call that a moment of delusion. I took a visual cue because I was busy. I was preoccupied. It's no excuse, but it is a reason. I took a visual cue from the two other cars who were also parked illegally. And by not paying attention, I did what they did. The pressure of running late, having a crowded schedule, being on the phone, it just created the perfect storm to fuel my idiocy. You've had that happen. And sometimes it doesn't take near that much to fuel my idiocy. My idiocy. Well, I had to turn myself around. Okay, but first I had to beat myself up a little bit. I mean, that is step one, I think, to turning yourself around. Isn't it? Self-loathing. I walked to the front of the car, full well knowing there's going to be a ticket there, and I snatched the ticket off the front windshield. And I'm just muttering to myself, man, how stupid. I can't believe I did that. And I was sorry. I was sorry that I behaved so bad. I was guilty. Sorry I behaved so badly. Sorry that I was out $100. $100. Fortunately, I had stashed $100 cash in my wallet away. Been saving that for my wife's upcoming birthday later in June. And that made me feel even worse about what I had done. But, you know, sometimes you just have to hug it out. You got to just hug out how sorry you feel. So I did. I did. Well, yeah, of course, metaphorically. I embraced my inner moron. My inner moron can get the best of me quite frequently. This inner moron that decided to pop out and drive that morning while I was parking. Because I was very, very sorry. I was sorry all day long, especially when I saw my wife. Handed her the ticket and the $100.
I'm gonna let you down. I know then I'll make you cry. I know I will. And why should you believe I would never leave, or that I love you still? For all the by and hard as we try, the bow breaks and the cradle falls. For everything I do that will tear into you. Let me say I'm sorry now, so you can sing your song. You can get it wrong. You can kiss the rock of ages, and in your wildest dreams you might see between the liars and the sages. And you can walk a while down the mystery.
I'm a big fan of this woman, Shawn Colvin, a 2001 record. Whole New You is the name of the record. I'll Say I'm Sorry Now. Yes, you can buy that at iTunes. I've got the CD, but I'm old school like that. I've had the CD since it came out in 2001. Shawn Colvin, C-O-L-V-I-N. Whole New You is the name of the record. It's not a bad thing to be sorry. Not a bad thing to feel badly. And you only want to stay that way until you turn yourself around. And that's where some of us get it wrong. We just feel badly. And so we camp out in the land of sorrow and regret. We just, well, we make that home. Nah, that's no place for wisdom seekers. That's no place for you. That's no place for me. Turn me around because I'm too busy feeling sorry for myself is how many of us behave. Some of us behave that way more than others. I don't have the energy to turn myself around. Won't you do it for me? What? You won't? Or can't? But I need you to do this for me. I mean, it's not fair. It's not fair if you won't help me. If I don't turn around, it'll be your fault. I'm stuck here because of you. You really going to make me go it alone?
Thank you.
is Jason Isbell. This is Jason Isbell in the 400 unit, 2011 record called Here We Rest. The song is Go It Alone. He was the frontman for the Drive-By Truckers. Pretty good band, but I'm a big fan of his solo work. Jason Isbell. Turning yourself around is not about a lack of companionship. It's not about going it alone. It's about bearing responsibility. It's about doing what you have to do. But it's not about not getting support. It's not about not getting any help. It's just about personal accountability, personal responsibility. It's about doing what you have to do because nobody else can do it for you. Turn me around is an impossible request when it comes to this stuff. It's not a physical thing. It's mental. Well, at least it is at first. I mean, whatever you've done or are doing to behave foolishly, you got to first make up your mind that you're going to stop it. So turning yourself around means that you've got to stop going in that direction before you can make any improvement, go in a different direction. It's non-negotiable. You can't bargain with it. And you can't bargain with yourself and think that temperance, that's an effective strategy when it comes to poor behavior or destructive conduct or going where you shouldn't or where you don't belong. Stop smoking is the mantra. You never hear slow down smoking. No, stop smoking. And all destructive behavior involves that verb, stop. I mean, like if you're ever on fire, you've heard this, stop, drop, and roll. Stop running, stop moving, drop to the ground, and roll around to put the fire out. It's the same strategy for turning yourself around. Stop the bad behavior, drop whatever is steering you in that direction, roll or turn around. And all three steps can be brutally difficult, especially since the bad behavior may not be entirely bad. It just might be that the behavior isn't appropriate for the time, like me riding my bike after dark. Nothing wrong with riding my bike, but I'm not supposed to be doing it after dark. Resolve. Yeah, resolve. That's what we need. That's what we need once we know what's right. I knew parking as I did, facing the wrong way. I knew that was wrong. I just didn't catch myself doing it in real time. Had the car in front of me, had I been staring at its headlights, the visual cue would have rattled me and I would have thought, oh, wait a minute. I'm facing the wrong way. Okay. So somebody else's bad behavior did contribute to mine, but I'm still responsible. It was still entirely my fault, and I paid the price with a few fees, $106. I paid the price, and I resolved that I would not do that again. Okay, there's a photograph of, have you seen the spray and wash stuff? It's in a lime green bottle with a red sprayer on top. It's called Resolve. It's a good name. Pretty good name for a product, I guess. I don't know if it's a great name for a spray and wash product, but maybe it is. okay, well, I resolved I'm not going to do that again. And that's one of millions of things over the course of my life that I have resolved I won't do again. And sometimes I have resolved I'm going to do some things. Okay, it's not as easy as that spray pre-wash named Resolve. And I don't know what that bottle of pre-wash cost, but it doesn't cost $106, so my resolve came at a higher price, and mine was more painful and a whole lot less easy. Wisdom is about figuring it out. It's all the stuff of our life. It's love, it's friendship, it's work, it's hobbies, it's all of life's pursuits, figuring it out. Wisdom is knowing that home is where we belong. The accurate path is home. And wisdom is knowing when our direction or our timing is faulty. Wisdom is accurate recognition. Like knowing as a kid that it's going to be dark soon, and we better be turning ourselves around so we can head home.
Midnight moonbeams, music through a static radio. Replay.
Another tune from Matthew Perryman Jones. It's a 2011 record. Again, a various artist record, a collection called 10 out of 10. The second 10 is spelled T-E-N-N, as in Tennessee. 10 out of 10, volume 4, and the name of the song is Home. And home is where we belong. It's where we belong. It may be where we've come from, it may be where we're headed, but it's where we belong. It's the right place to be. It's the productive place to be. It's the effective place to be. It's the place that compels us to behave wisely, to be as good as we can be, and to perform at our highest level. That's home. It's episode 4067. LeaningTowardWisdom.com is the website. My name is Randy Cantrell. I appreciate you listening.
Make you my home.
Let's go out with a little tune from a band called Tonic, T-O-N-I-C. It's a 2010 record by the same title, Tonic. And the name of the song is befitting how we ended the show, because the name of the song is Resolve. Resolve. Tell a friend about the podcast, won't you? I'd love it. I would love it, love it, love it, love it if you would leave me a review over at iTunes. If you go to the show notes for today's episode at leaningtowardwisdom.com, in fact, you can go to any episode. At the very bottom of each episode is a question. How can you help the podcast? Well, item number one is subscribe, and there's a link directly to iTunes or Stitcher. Number two is leave us a review at iTunes, and there's a link. Just click that link, and it'll take you right where you need to go to write a review. And I'd love it if you would do that. So here is Tonic from a 2010 record, Tonic. And again, the name of the song is Resolve. Enjoy.
I need it now, my back home.